woman quit what she's calling her toxic job place. And on her way out, after she said, that's it, I'm done, I'm quitting, she stole her office chair.
In front of everybody?
I'm not sure if she stole it in front of everybody. Oops, sorry.
I thought, yeah.
My headphones went out, and I didn't hear her start to play that. Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, here is she talking about it.
When I left my last job, I took my chair. In my mind, I figured that I had been sitting there taking years of emotional, physical, and verbal abuse. And for some reason, I was like, well, I've been sitting here taking it, so I'm going to take my chair. And needless to say, they emailed me like a week later saying, bring back the chair. And I did. And it was really embarrassing. But, you know, damn. You live and you learn.
You're like, I'm out.
Yeah, I guess if you quit, you want to have the good reference. You know? But if she got fired and you took the chair, I would just say, I didn't get your email.
I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to respond to them.
Just don't respond.
Because you're not looking for you got fired. You're not looking for a good reference.
Until they push charges and the police show up, that would be really embarrassing.
Over a chair?
They're expensive.
I would think, oh, come on. That place is toxic.
Make your company look bad if you're prosecuting someone for taking
for
a chair.
For a chair, yeah. But of all things, that's odd. What she wanted.
And she must work at a place where they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
How do you get a big old chair in your car and leave?
I don't know.
Maybe nobody's stopping her at the time because she's on a roll there. Like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. I also think that if you quit, sitting in that chair is not something you'd want to be doing ever again.
A reminder of the place you hate.
Yeah, unless you just don't have a chair in your new office. I don't know.
Or unless every time you're in it, you're thinking about how you stuck it to the job.
Maybe. That's a good point. Now, if you stole or took something from work, you know, after you left, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're like, hey, if I ever leave this job, this is something I would like to take. Yeah, this is fantasy world at that point.
Yeah, just a fantasy world.
And if you did steal something of high value or something that could get you in trouble, don't worry. You don't have to say your name.
That's right. Matt said just a few moments ago he has something right now that he has already hidden here at work that he wants to take with him.
Mm-hmm. We get care packages once a year from the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
And in it is hats, T-shirts, autographed mini helmet, sometimes a big helmet. And sometimes we get a jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm told to hold on to those in case we have like a big client or something. And no one knows where they're at but myself and my coworker, BB Shea.
Oh. Mm.
So if I'm ever shown the door, the Panthers gear comes with me.
That's your leverage.
What? I like it,
Matt.
Gosh. I like it a lot.
He's a football fan. Three jerseys and two full size autographed helmets.
He likes Detroit.
Yeah, I don't care. That'd still be cool to have a signed Christian McCaffrey jersey.
Is that who signed it?
I've got a couple bigger names, but
Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
Storage shed.
Okay, go ahead and look at the storage shed.
Matt, you might as well keep it at your house at this point.
You might as well, because now Jason's going to be on a mission.
I'm going to find it.
Yeah, this will be his new thing he's latched onto.
You better put some cameras up in the office. I think you're going to need to.
You're trying to be slick. That's okay.
I've got former tight end Greg Olson, who's now a commentator for Fox NFL. I've got Christian McCaffrey. They had Kelvin Benjamin, which was like, why?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I tried to give that one away. I didn't want that one.
This is really great to know, Matt, because later on in my things to do list, I'm hitting you up for an auction item.
I have great mini helmets that I'm happy to let you have.
Great. It's on my list of things to do. So
there's still a bunch of other stuff that comes in the packages that we have requests sometimes for silent auctions and things like that for fundraisers.
Uh-huh.
And we have autographed mini helmets or signed footballs or things like
that. That's perfect.
100%. But the things that I hold for myself,
just in case,
the autographed full size helmets and the jersey.
It's nice stuff. In that office downstairs that's like being used as storage, I bet.
Possibly.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be in the ceiling somewhere.
Oh,
I'm putting this place, no one's going to find it.
Matt, I really like that you were vulnerable enough to share that with us.
Vulnerable, but I didn't know he was like devious like that.
I like that.
I like that the most about him.
Hey, as long as I've got my job, they stay here.
Yeah.
Right.
It's safe. I do like it.
I don't like that. I just think that's not the honest Matt.
He's not stealing it.
It all started when we used to have people come downstairs and just take things out of the promo office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we got that package, I looked and I was like, we can't just have this sitting out.
No.
It's going to get gone.
That's true.
And so we need to stash it somewhere. And then so BB Shea and I were talking and I'm like, well, we need to stash it somewhere where no one else will find it except us on our way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could spin it and you could say, I'm protecting it with all
the valuables.
Oh, 100%. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the initial thing. I was like, someone's going to come down here and just start taking this stuff because we would shirts, hats, other things would just go missing out of that office.
Office supplies, pens, tissues. I know tissues. Where.
The basement dungeon area where the electrical stuff are.
Yes, you'll never know.
No,
are there a drop
there.
Ceiling downstairs, you said?
There is a drop ceiling downstairs.
Jason will be crawling in the ceiling later today.
He's going to sustain.
He's going to sustain an injury.
Interesting.
Yes, crawl around in the electrical room. That's not dangerous.
He's like, I love Kelvin Benjamin. Which no one knows who that is.
Right.
800-682-1075. What have you taken from your job or what would you take? Katie, you said you got something?
Yes. Let's say I got fired.
Okay.
Okay. Because I don't want these things if we're leaving on good terms.
Okay.
If I got fired, I would remove every single one of the microphones from the studio.
I love that.
What the hell?
What? What? If I got fired, I would.
We all have to suffer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yep. If I go down, y'all go down.
I would never do that.
Do you think the bosses are listening? Why are you being such a business?
Yeah, really. Think of something.
This is for content.
I would not do that.
Okay.
Jason would probably embezzle from a company.
Probably.
But he won't take a chair.
I'm against. Well, because of my dad's store and people stole all the time, I'm so against stealing. I would never, ever, ever steal unless it was $1 million.
Okay, see, then, unless it's $1 million, what, you think you're better than me?
I would only create the largest felony. Yeah, if there's a bag of $1 million that you found downstairs, it'd be gone in 2 seconds.
It would, and so would you.
And the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Mine is different. Okay. I would give something to the company.
What?
I would add content. I have something already in place that if I get fired, it's a recording of Jason saying the F word over and over again that will play on the air when no one's here.
I wouldn't doubt that because Jared to a T.
I got it all worked out. I have a button I press and it's just F, then the violations come in.
But you'd be taking a hit. See, that is Jared's style in the sense that he was going to take somebody else down.
You said the same thing. Yeah, you're taking our microphones.
I just hobble you guys. Yeah, I don't.
These microphones are very expensive.
I don't hobble you where like it gets somebody else in trouble.
No, it makes us it's very inconvenient.
It'd be inconvenient, the lawsuits and stuff, but I mean, you'd get over it.
that is a very Jared answer.
No, there's nothing here I want.
Nothing?
No.
What about the, I think I would request, I would at least ask for the cartoon photo downstairs so I can always remember Brendan.
Yeah.
Former graphic designer. Yeah.
There's a couple photos, framed photos.
Well, I would hope they let you have that. Why would they want to hear if you're not here?
Yeah, if you quit.
Oh, if I could just take something and not get in trouble for doing it?
Yeah.
I would take the video game machine downstairs.
Oh,
now I would need a forklift to get it out of here. It's in the basement.
I don't know how they got it down there to begin with.
And no one plays it.
I know.
It was a cool idea.
It's a great idea, but nobody wants to play it because then everybody thinks,
you're being lazy.
Playing on the job.
I know. It's almost like a trap.
It's the same idea as having the television down there.
Yeah.
Even if I'm sitting there thinking, like, it would be very nice to just eat my lunch here and watch TV, I don't do it.
Right.
Because I feel like they're going to, must be nice. Yeah.
When I was at my, when I was
it's
at
a break room. Our break room is the only break room where people are like, you better not take a break in there.
Right.
You feel weird taking a break.
You better be working in that break room.
Right.
I've never seen anyone take a break in there.
Nobody does.
No. Everyone's in and out because they're scared to be like, I'm sorry, I'm not working.
Right.
The only person I've ever seen do anything in there other than run in and out to get their food is Tripper. But it's when he's here like 5 hours early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's way before he would normally work. He's just in there because he doesn't want to bother other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Tripper probably a highlight of his life is to be here eating in the break room.
Well, I've never heard Tripper not wanting to bother other people.
Well, if I'm doing something in here and
he's
it quiet to record, after 5 minutes, he'll leave.
Yeah.
And then he'll go downstairs.
I mean, he's the nicest dude on earth.
But yes.
He will corner you in a second.